Best DJI Drone 2022, top review for you. At the moment, DJI is the undisputed leader in drone technology and dominates the market, thanks to a vast lineup of cheaper DJI models, such as the Mavic, Mini Drone, Tello, and Phantom, for consumers. There's a reason behind this. At present, this firm is just a few steps ahead of its competition. They also offer a vast product line with models ranging in price. The DJI Phantom series was a smashing success in the business. With the release of the Mavic, the firm has established a reputation for producing the best small drones. Here are 12 of the best DJI drones. Best DJI drones. Do you want to capture the best photos and videos in the air? These drones are your best option. 1. DJI Air 2S. This is a great all-rounder for all kinds of flyers. Weight, 595 grams. Dimensions, folded, 180 by 97 millimeters by 77 millimeters. Dimensions, unfolded, 183 by 253 by 77 millimeters. Sensor, 1-inch CMOS camera. Resolution, 20 MPEFL, 22 millimeters. Field of view, 88. Shutter, electronic, 8 to 1/8000th of a second. Video resolution, 5.4 kelvins at 30 fps, 4K at 60 fps, 1080p at 120 fps. Color, 10-bit gimbal. 3-axis battery life, 31 minutes, 3500 mAh. Collision sensors, forward, backward, upward, downward. Max range, 12 kilometers, 7 miles. Max speed, 68.4 kilometers per hour, 42.5 miles per hour. Pros: large 1-inch sensor, small and light. Automated flight modes, long battery life. Obstacle detection. Cons: no adjustable aperture. The controller can't be folded. DJI's Airline has been a great choice for anyone looking for an ideal balance between portability and image quality. The DJI Air 2S is a new addition to that range. The DJI Air 2S effectively combines our favorite DJI drones, DJI Mavic Air 2 Pro and DJI Mavic 2 Pro. The DJI Air 2S is a combination of the foldable, backpack-friendly design of the first and the 20 MP 1-inch sensor from the second. This makes it our top choice drone. The DJI Mavic Air 2, if you have a smaller budget, is a great choice. While the Mavic 2 Pro's variable aperture, which isn't available on the Air 2S, is a useful feature for most people who use ND filters regularly, the Mavic 2 Pro's variable aperture is not. The DJI Air 2S, however, is a great all-rounder. It offers 5.4 kelvins video at 30 fps and a handy digital zoom option, even though we only used it for 2x zoom. This combination makes the mid-range drone very appealing to both amateurs and professional photographers looking to add an aerial dimension to their photos. 2. DJI Mini 2. A perfect, small-sized flyer for beginners. Specifications: weight, 242 grams. Dimensions, folded, 138 millimeters by 81 millimeters by 58 millimeters. Dimensions, unfolded, 159 by 203 by 56 millimeters. Sensor, 2.3 inches CMOS camera. Resolution, 12 MP. Maximum aperture, 2.8 EFL, 24 millimeters. Field of view, 83. Shutter, electronic, 4 to 1/8000th of a second. Video resolution, 4K at 30 fps. Color, 8-bit gimbal. 3-axis. Max range, 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles. Max flight, 30 minutes. Storage, microSD. Collision sensors, downward. Max speed, 57 kilometers per hour, 35.7 miles per hour. Pros: compact, convenient, intuitive to fly. Smart flight modes where the drone flies itself to easily capture cinematic shots. Automatic takeoff. Cons: no follow mode. Slightly more expensive than the original. You won't find a lot of the automated, pre-programmed flight modes. Quite expensive models. The second generation of DJI's compact drone is very similar to the DJI Mavic Mini but costs more than the original Mavic Mini. It is also the perfect beginner flying drones. The DJI Mini 2 is still a pocketable drone and doesn't need registration in most countries. The Mini 2 now features a new controller, which is sleeker and has no antenna. This makes it easier to fly and gives you an increased range of up 10 kilometers. The featherweight flyer weighs in at 249 grams and is easy to store in your jacket pocket. The 4K resolution is also new. Even though the sensor is sensitive to the sun, it can still capture sharp footage in bright sunlight. You can shoot 4K video at 30 frames per second with solid 2x zoom performance, as well as 12 megapixel photos, just like the previous model. The Mini 2 is as stable as you would expect from a DJI drone. It can also fly in the windiest conditions. The Mini 2 is the perfect beginner drone, with 30-minute flight duration and 5 quick shots. In order to fly the Mini 2, you'll have to use DJI's Fly app. The drone folds up so small because it doesn't have sensors to detect obstacles and recognize them. There will be a learning curve and some crashes, but you'll eventually learn how to fly it. Once you are comfortable with it, the DJI Mini 2 will be stable, agile, safe, and quieter than any other DJI model. The DJI Mini 2 is the best drone for beginners to drone photography. It includes collision avoidance as well as a 4K camera. If you don't like DJI Mini, you can choose a racing drone to fly even faster, capable of hitting speeds above 100 miles per hour. 3. DJI Mavic Air 2. A foldable drone that still offers great value weight, 570 grams dimensions, folded. 180x97x84mm dimensions, unfolded. 183x253x77mm controller, yes video resolution, 4K 60fps camera resolution, 48MP battery life, 34 minutes, 3500 mAh, max range, 18.5 kilometers, 11.4 miles, max speed, 68 kilometers per hour, 42 miles per hour object avoidance with course correction. Pros. Simple to fly, shoots stunning 4K, 60p video, decent 34-minute battery lifetime, great battery life, obstacle detection. Cons. The camera feed sometimes stutters, the controller lacks a screen. The DJI Mavic Air 2 drone is an excellent choice for those looking for a great mix of stability, imaging, and safety feature. It costs less than $1,000. The DJI Air 2S has succeeded it, but the DJI Mavic Air 2 is still available for those looking for a foldable mid-range model at a more affordable price. The main difference is that the older Mavic Air 2's 48MP 1/2-inch sensor is smaller than the Air 2S's 20MP 1-inch sensor. The Mavic Air 2 is still a great drone for hobbyists. It still produces 4K, 60p video and has a wide range of shooting options that make it one of the most versatile. OcuSync 2.0 connectivity is included in the Mavic Air 2's controller. This increases the range of the drone up to 10 kilometers and improves stability for the DJI Fly app. DJI also offers a variety of beginner-friendly modes, such as the Quickshot, automated flying modes and subject tracking. Although the DJI Mini 2 is a more affordable option for beginners, it's still a good choice if you want a high-quality 4K video under well-lit conditions. The Mavic Air 2 is also worth looking at. See also, How to Get a Drone Out of a Tree 2022, Top Full Guide How to Find a Lost Drone 2022, Top Full Guide How Much Do Drone Pilots Make 2020, Top Full Guide, 4. DJI Mavic 2 Pro. Weight, 907 grams dimensions folded, 214 by 91 millimeters by 84 millimeters sensors, 1-inch CMOS. The camera resolution is 20 mpefl. 28 millimeters field of view, 77 shutter. Electronic, 8 to 18,000 seconds video resolution, 4K at 30 FPS colors, 10-bit gimbal, 3-axis battery life, 31 minutes, 3,850 mAh. Collision sensors, omnidirectional, max range 8 kilometers, 5 miles, max speed 72 kilometers per hour, 44.7 miles per hour. Pros, low noise images with a plus 1-inch sensor, 10-bit video post processing, handy foldable design. Cons. No mechanical shutter. Rumors suggest that a new model will soon be released. DJI's 2017 acquisition of Hasselblad, an iconic camera manufacturer, has resulted in the DJI Mavic 2 Pro incorporating Hasselblad processing algorithms to create the most powerful compact drone camera. Cinematographers will love the 10-bit D-Log M and HDR video support, allowing post-processing, and photographers will be equally thrilled by the high ISO shooting quality and rich quality provided by the large image sensor. While many pros might not mind carrying bigger equipment, the ability to be able to sneak this into a spare lens bay in a camera bag provides multi-tasking pro photographers with a whole new dimension. DJI's OcuSync technology allows the Mavic 2s to be paired with its stunning FPV goggles. This makes it one of the most versatile DJI drones. The Mavic 2 Pro also offers a dynamic range that is 14 stops, as opposed to the 12.6 stops of the Air 2S. Although it's not much, it can make a difference in whether you keep the sky clear or blur it. Apart from the small differences, however, the DJI Air 2S offers better overall value in smaller packages. If the variable aperture is important to you, we recommend the Air 2S prior to the arrival of the DJI Mavic 3 Pro. 5. DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. Best folding drone for video. Weight, 905 grams. Dimensions folded, 214 by 91 mm by 84 mm. Sensor resolution, 1.23 inch. Most camera resolution is 12 MP. Color, 8-bit gimbal. 3-axis max range, 8 kilometers, 5 miles. Max flight time, 31 minutes. Storage, 8 gigabits plus micro SD. Collision sensors, omnidirectional. Max speed, 72 kilometers per hour, 44.7 miles per hour. Pros. Mechanical zoom. Cheaper than a DJI Mavic Pro, the Mavic 2 Zoom is similar to the DJI Mavic 2 Pro and features DJI's obstacle avoidance and smart flight mode tech. It also has a 31-minute battery and a foldable body. Cons. Wind and gimbal fight. DJI Mavic 2 Zoom uses the same folding body design as the DJI Mavic 2 Pro. However, camera drones have a completely different approach. Although the sensor's resolution is lower, it can still record 4K video at 4000 by 3000 pixels stills. Pros will argue that it lacks nuance. There is also less space for color grading with 8-bit instead of 10-bit. However, it's cheaper and has a 2x optical zoom lens, which doesn't reduce the resolution. It works well with DJI software, allowing you to create the horror movie effect, dolly zoom, and a clever panoramic stitching system. One problem with flight is the fact that you can't adjust the zoom without getting confused if you treat the screen like your pilot's window. This is why you should always be watching the drone. It is worth noting, in October 2022, that the Air and Air 2S models have digital zooms. These are definitely cheaper and, aside from the omnidirectional sensor, the Mavic 2 series are beginning to look a bit older. It is a shame that the Inspire 2 has a zoom and large sensor, but the lens is available. DJI Mavic 2 Zoom also includes all the intelligent flight modes you would expect from DJI drones, such as active track and hyperlapses. It has a good 30-minute flight time, so it's worth looking into if you are looking for a versatile drone that can offer new creative possibilities. 6. DJI FPV. Weight, 795 grams. Dimensions, 178 by 232 by 127 millimeters, without protruding. Sensor 1, 2.3 inches. CMOS. Camera resolution is 12 MP. FL, 14.6 millimeters. Field of view, 150. Shutter, electronic, 1/50th-1/8000th of a second. Color, 8-bit gimbal. 1-axis. Battery life, 20 minutes. Max range, 10 kilometers, 6 miles. Max flight time, 20 minutes. Storage, micro SD. Collision sensors are forward, down. Max speed, 140 kilometers per hour, 87 miles per hour. Pros. Fun beyond rational measures. Exceptional collision prevention in FPV. Cons. Photographers are not targeted. This tech is so beautiful and thrilling that a Luddite might rethink their goals. DJI has apparently abandoned its creative goals and made this a fast, stunt-capable drone that can compete in FPV racing. It can reach a top speed of 140 kilometers per hour, 100 in a blinking 2 seconds. This drone is equipped with a more powerful camera system than most similar drones. While it is common to attach a GoPro to the drone and then recover the footage, this drone has a single-axis gimbal, which is still more than most FPV racers. This software allows for the capture of excellent 4K video at 60 FPS. 7. DJI Mavic Mini SE. Weight, 249 grams. Dimensions folded, 138 mm by 81 mm by 58 mm. Dimensions unfolded, 159 by 203 by 56 mm. Shutter, 1.23 incmos. The camera resolution is 12MP. Video resolution, 2.77 kelvins at 30 fps. Colors, 8-bit gimbal. 3-axis max range, 3.0 kilometers, 2.17 miles. Max flight time, 30 minutes. Storage, micro SD. Collision sensors are downward. Max speed, 44.7 miles per hour, 72 kilometers per hour. Pros: side steps, registration fees, GPS and altitude hold. Mini SE, slightly better in wind than its predecessor. Obstacle detection. Cons: JPEG stills only, no forward collision sensors. The Mavic Mini drone has been a great drone from the beginning. It's difficult to tell which one because DJI has taken the Mavic Mini's innards, put them in the Mini 2 airframe, and rechristened the drone the Mini SE. Other places, e.g., you can also find a Mavic Mini in Europe, the UK, and other countries. The Mavic Mini was an affordable option even before the Mini 2 arrived. The Mavic Mini includes a camera with gimbal and altitude control, GPS, remote controller, and subject tracking quick shots. It also costs less than the Inspire 2 batteries. The camera may have smaller optics, but it can still stay aloft for longer than the Inspire 2. It only requires one battery and can, without feeling cheap, be used as its own charger using a USB socket. Although the video quality is comparable to a phone with a similar price, the dynamic range could be higher. The technology of DJI is superior to other competitors in this price range. It is also possible to manually expose the drone, which makes it interesting for those who want to try quality drones and keep their budget reasonable. This is essentially a simple drone camera that can be used in low wind conditions. DJI Mavic Mini is still capable of more than any other drone this small and affordable. It has a range of 2.5 miles and a 30-minute battery life. Pairing with DJI Fly allows for easy access to quickshots that allow you to create stunning, cinematic footage. 8. DJI Phantom 4 Pro V2.0. Weight, 1,388 grams. Dimensions, 286 mm by 286 mm by 187 mm. Sensor, 1-inch CMOS. Camera resolution, 20MP. Maximum aperture, f/2.8EFL. 24 mm field of view, 84 shutter, electronic 8:1/8,000 of a second ISO, 100:1/2800. Video resolution, 4K at 60 fps. Color, 8-bit bit rate, 100 megabits per second. Gimbal, 3-axis max range, 3.5 kilometers max flight, 30 minutes. Storage, micro SD. Collision sensors, forward, backward, sideways, down. Max speed, 72 kilometers per hour. Pros: solid in the air. Great camera with no rolling shutter. Iconic design. Obstacle sensors. Cons: not very portable. DJI Phantom series made a huge splash in the industry. Although the Phantom's bulky body makes it less portable than the Mavic, it is stable and comes with a large, intuitive controller. For this craft, backpacks are also available. The DJI Mavic 2 Pro is significantly heavier than the Mavic 2 Pro. It has a mechanical shutter and a large buffer, which can handle a burst of 14 fps at 20 megapixels. Although videographers might be disappointed by the 8-bit limit of the DJI Phantom, the DJI Phantom 4 Pro can capture 4K video at 60 fps. This makes for perfect slow-mo. The new props have low noise collision sensors and winglets that allow the AI to plot stunning flights. You can fit an iPad mini into the Pro-sized controller, but a monitor hood is better than a 5.5-inch screen with 1000 nit. It is a more suitable option for budding aerial photographers. 9. DJI Inspire 2. Professional airframe with interchangeable cameras and lenses. Weight, 3,440 grams to 4,250 grams. Dimensions are 530 by 470 by 210 millimeters. Travel mode, and 480 by 470 by 320 millimeters. Flying camera model, Zenmuse X5S, X7 aperture, f2.8-11 sensors, 1-inch CMOS. The camera resolution is 20 MP. Maximum aperture at f2.8 EFL, 24 mm field of view, 84 shutter time, 8:1/8,000 of a second. ISO 100, 25600 video resolution, 60 fps. Colors, 4K at 30 fps, 60 fps, 42K at 30 fps, 40 fps. Max range, 3.5 km. Max flight time, 43, upward. Pho. Pros. The ultimate in photo flexibility option for cinema RAW. The stunning selection of lenses and cameras. Cons. Dual batteries are expensive. The main airframe has not been updated since 2016. This is a high-end DSLR, and the Mavic 2 Pro may be called a creative compact. The entire camera assembly can be removed, unlike an SLR. You can choose between either the X45S 4K camera unit or one of the interchangeable lens systems, Zenmuse X5S or X7. You can choose to mount and remotely control a Micro Four Thirds zoom lens on top of the X5S's amazing sensor. Olympus makes a great one. This large aircraft uses two expensive batteries and has other backup systems. The aircraft can also record Cinema DNG and Apple ProRes video to SSD-based memory card, backing up microSD simultaneously. This 360-degree camera rotation allows for dual-operator flight options or flybys that include automated object tracking. You have the option of either a forward-facing FPV camera or the main camera, which can be pointed anywhere. There is one problem: the Inspire 2's airframe hasn't been updated in a while. We wouldn't recommend purchasing this for the Zenmuse X4S camera, which is more expensive and flies faster, but if you have the funds and can afford an interchangeable lens, the Inspire 2 is still a great option. Plan your battery time. 10. Rise DJI Tello. This is the best toy drone available. Weight, 80 grams. Dimensions, 98 mm by 92 mm by 41 mm. Sensor, 1.2.3 inches CMOS. Camera resolution, 5 MP. Maximum aperture, 2.8 EFL, 20 mm. Field of view, 83. ISO, auto shutter, auto video resolution, 720p at 30 fps. Color, 8-bit gimbal, none. Max range, 100 meters. Max flight, 13 minutes. Storage, none. Collision sensors, down. Max speed, 29 km per hour. Pros: lightweight and compact. Long flight time with a small drone. ADU version available too. Cons: no memory cards. This inexpensive drone model is an excellent place to start if you or your child are interested in learning the basics. The Rise Tello drone is easy to fly, affordable, and safe. The Rise Tello is stable enough to fly for beginners. It has sufficient power to fly outdoors in high winds, but not in strong winds. There are a few pre-programmed flight patterns available and can provide up to 13 minutes of flight time per charge. Although it doesn't include a dedicated controller or a great camera, it can still shoot 5-megapixel photos and 720p video. This compact drone can be found in DJI's shop, although it is not part of their official lineup. It can still hold its position using down visual sensors instead of GPS. You can perform 8D stunts, flips that go in many directions, with it. Software stabilization is an impressive feature of the camera. The 720p video is recorded on your smartphone, subject to signal errors, and there is a range of social-friendly easy shots, similar to quick shots on DJI's more expensive drones. It's not a drone for professional photographers, but it's great for having fun. You can also make learning more fun with Scratch, which is a visual programming language and complete SDK. You should also check out the Marvel Iron Man inspired version of this drone. It looks almost like it came straight out of Tony Stark's labs. The Telo Adu is the exact same aircraft, but with a partially transparent shell. It also comes with a more advanced SDK, software development tool, which allows you to do more with the 14-core processor. This includes swarm flying. Swift Playgrounds lets you control up to 4 aircraft simultaneously. Become your own wing commander with Swift Playgrounds. The box also contains mission pads that the drones can fly over and respond to using the optical flow sensor. 11. Advanced DJI Mavic 2 Enterprise. Weight, 909 to 1,100 grams. Dimensions, unfolded. 322 mm by 242 mm by 84 mm sensor, half an inch CMOS plus 640 by 512 at 30 Hz thermal camera resolution, 48 MPEFL, 24 mm field of view, 84 ISO, 100:12800 video resolution, 4K at 30 FPS color, 8-bit gimbal, 3-axis battery life, 30 minutes depending on load, collision sensors, omnidirectional max range, 10 kilometers, 6 miles max speed, 72 kilometers per hour, 44.7 miles per hour. Pros: ideal for detecting heat leaks, a wide range of accessories. Cons: a significant expense for a small business Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced ME2A, a drone designed for businesses that require a flying thermal camera. It can be used to inspect buildings for energy efficiency, warmth leaks, find failing parts on power lines, and also help emergency services during a hunt. DJI's Pilot software lets you switch between IR and visible images. You can also view them side by. The 16x zoom, 32x digital, is great for inspecting areas that have been identified by the thermal camera. The 30 FPS thermal camera is a key reason for the high price. This is a very useful feature on a drone, as many other drones have a slower frame rate. However, accessories such as spotlights, loudspeakers, and RTK modules can be added to the device. Real-time kinetics, also known as RTK, is a centimeter-level GPS system that can help with any type of mapping, inspection, surveying, and any other scenario where repeats are required. It can even be used in cinematographic situations. 12. DJI Matrice M210B2. Two payloads can be carried by a rugged drone. Weight, 4,690 to 6,140 grams. Dimensions, 883 by 886 millimeters by 398 millimeters, 722 millimeters by 247 millimeters by 242 millimeters. Folded camera options, optional extras: gimbal, 3-axis max range, 8 kilometers max flight, 22 to 38 minutes, none to 2 camera payload, collision sensors, upward, down, forward max speed, 81 km per hour. Pros: able to work in bad weather. Dual payload capability. Pro: accessories including RTK available. Cons: you'll probably need to be certified or trained. 6TB 55 batteries are required. This series of drones was developed from Inspire 2, a bird of prey-like drone. It is a less expensive but more useful platform to which customers can add DJI's Zenmuse cameras, including some that Inspire 2 cannot handle, and other first-party accessories such as searchlights. Developers are welcome to create third-parties payloads. Programmers have modified the Matrice to detect illegally parked cars. It is a stable platform in all senses. It has sensors in every direction. If you have the technology, we suspect you already know it. The Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced might not be the best option in certain situations, but its weather protection and flexibility will ensure that this aircraft can do more. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=22ymlin-udu. These are the 7 things you need to know before buying a drone. Are you new to the world of drones? We've got your back. This is a quick guide to help beginners find the best drones. Cheaper drones aren't necessarily for beginners. Like many things in life, you get what you pay for with consumer drones. The more money you spend, the more features you get that make flying easier. GPS is a must-have for drone pilots new to the sport. If you want to fly stable, especially in aerial photography or video, it's worth the extra cost. Toy-grade drones won't have it, so novice pilots may find them frustrating. Still, flight times are relatively short. The drone industry's Achilles heel is battery life. There are only a few models that can stay in flight for longer than 30 minutes on a single charge. However, this may be possible if the drone is being tested under controlled conditions. You can fly faster, but you need to add more weight. Strong winds will also affect drone battery life. Manufacturers don't always account for the time it takes to land and gets up in the air. The rule of thumb is to subtract 5 to 10 minutes from the time it takes to fly a small drone. Toy drones typically get between 5 and 7 minutes of good flying, but most drones can fly for as long as 10 to 12 minutes. The drone's price is just the beginning. To fly again in no time, you will need a few extra batteries, spare propellers, and prop guards. There is a high chance that you will crash. This could result in repair costs, either for new parts or for shipping the drone back to the manufacturer. DJI provides crash insurance to new drones. It's worthwhile to do some research on the cost and availability of spare parts, batteries, and other accessories before you purchase a drone. Be cautious with third-party parts, especially chargers and batteries, that may be less than those supplied by the manufacturer. Everyone will assume that you invade their privacy. Anyone who sees you flying in public spaces or in your backyard will suspect you are spying on them. It could happen that you are standing in the middle of a 20-acre field, and your drone is no more than 50 feet above the ground. You might be asked questions about being a spy. We've seen it happen. It has happened repeatedly. Everyone, except you, thinks they are dangerous. It doesn't matter whether you're the most experienced drone pilot or if you can do more damage to someone using a baseball than a drone. Onlookers might feel threatened. There is nothing that says safety about plastic blades spinning at high speed. American-based pilots could benefit from Academy of Model Aeronautics membership. A whole host of benefits include access to AMA members' flying sites. The $75 annual membership provides $2,500,000 in comprehensive general liability insurance, $25,000 in the accident and medical coverage, $10,000 in maximum accidental deaths coverage, and $1,000 in fire, theft, and vandalism coverage. It can be difficult to find places to fly. It can be difficult to find safe and legal places to fly in densely populated areas like cities or metropolitan areas. U.S. national parks are not allowed. There are different regulations for each state, county, and municipal park. Then there are no-fly areas, which make many metropolitan areas unsafe and dangerous due to people, cars, and buildings. To check for no-fly zones before you purchase a drone, even a toy one, you will need to visit AirMap. These do not cover local or state ordinances, so you will need to conduct additional research about your area before you buy a drone. Control. Many drones are equipped with remote control. They often look similar to game controllers and can be controlled using a smartphone app or a combination of both. Some come with first-person view goggles that give you an immersive view of the drone flight as if you were in a cockpit. If you want to know more information when you choose a drone, you can check out How to Choose a Drone 2022, top full guide for you. DJI drone selection tips. It can be difficult to choose the right DJI drones for your budget and needs. There are many factors to consider when choosing between the Phantom 4 Pro, Inspire 1, and Inspire 2, DJI Spark models. These factors include photo resolutions, battery capacity, service ceiling, braking speeds, transmitter power, and operating frequency. You can make an informed decision about which drone is best for you by doing research and comparing the costs and features of the drones mentioned above. DJI versus competition. Unic, a major competitor in the consumer market for DJI, is a strong contender. The DJI Phantom line competes directly with the Unic Typhoon series, which actually has some features that are not available in the Phantoms. These features include a freely rotating camera mounted on the Typhoon H or Typhoon H+. Unic also offers smaller models such as the Mantis or Breeze for flyers who want a casual and user-friendly experience. Head-to-head comparison of DJI Inspire 2 and YUNEC Tornado H920. The DJI Inspire 2, which costs approximately $3,000, is designed for professionals in news, cinematography, and independent filmmakers. It does not include a camera. You can add a Super 35mm camera to the package, as well as a fixed-lens 1-inch sensor camera. The camera also features a Micro Four Thirds interchangeable lenses camera that supports 6K video. The Unic Tornado has a Micro Four Thirds camera. It's huge, with 6 rotors. There is enough space for 3 batteries. This gives it a remarkable flight time of 42 minutes. It does not record uncompressed videos, unlike Inspire 2. Both models are stunning. How to fly a recreational drone safely. It is important that you, as the pilot, do everything safely and legally when you fly a drone. We can't give legal advice, but we have spoken to experts and reviewed the Federal Aviation Administration documentation. These documents contain all the necessary steps for recreational pilots. Tyler Dobbs, Academy of Model Aeronautics representative for government affairs, stated that the most important thing to remember is that we're sharing airspace with full-sized manned aircraft. We aren't trying to push the limits and do things that aren't in accordance with the FAA safety guidelines. Have fun, but keep it within the legal and safe federal operating rules. A selection of accessories for DJI drones. You can have a lot of fun flying a drone by itself, but a few key accessories can make your flight smoother and even more enjoyable. We spent 40 hours testing and researching dozens of accessories for drones and interviewed 4 drone pilots to determine the best backpacks and first-person view headsets. To extend your flying time between charges, we recommend buying extra batteries. FAQs. Which DJI drone is the most advanced? DJI Mavic Air 2 is a great choice if you're looking for a powerful drone camera at a reasonable price. DJI Mavic Air 2 features 480p photos, 4K, 60fps at 120 megabits per second, 8 Kelvins hyperlapse, and many other great features. Which DJI drone is better? The DJI Air 2S is our top choice for the best camera drone. It's a lightweight drone that strikes the perfect balance between portability, performance, and ease of use. Are DJI drones really worth the investment? The DJI Inspire 2 is the best drone if money is not an issue. It delivers raw video at 5.2 Kelvins quality, excellent build quality, and top performance. You can read more, How to Program a Drone 2022, Top Full Guide. Conclusion. The conclusion of the best DJI drone for beginners should be based on the list of features that are important to you. Some drones have great cameras, others have longer flight times, and some drones can fly in an area of your choice while others can't. Remember to weigh the positives and negatives for each drone so you can make the best decision on which one is right for you. If you want something more powerful, check out Best Drone Under 1000. LucidCam hopes this article will be helpful for you before buying first drone. Thank you for reading.